state-run Medicaid programs are starting something new. They plan to give Medicaid recipients with the most expensive diseases extra help so they get the best care. This plan would benefit patients, and it could also hold down Medicaid costs. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner.
The concept behind disease management is fairly simple. Helping a person with diabetes or asthma or heart failure take their medications properly and learn early warning signs can reduce complications that could require expensive hospital or emergency room care. Patients stay healthier longer and cost less. So it's no surprise that states are rushing to incorporate disease management into their Medicaid programs, 42 states from 2002 to 2005. But a new study of Florida's program by the Health Strategies Consultancy and Duke University finds that Medicaid patients don't respond to disease management programs the way those with private insurance do. Many have language barriers or have had negative experiences with healthcare providers, says lead author Chiquita White.
And so they're much more suspicious of someone calling up and telling them that they need to take better care of their health.
White says one strategy Florida used successfully was to let care coordinators solve patients' other problems, from food stamps to housing, before trying to coax changes in their health behavior. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.